Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Biden presidency approaching, climate change has been elevated to talk and perhaps even action, which will affect agriculture and rural America. Powerful voices in our ag industry are forming the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance. The groups include American Farm Bureau Federation, Environmental Defense Fund, National Farmers Union, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. I see these groups that can differ on a whole host of issues coming together because they are afraid of the policies that climate change and the Green New Deal could mean for their industry. Other groups will join the Food and Ag Climate Alliance. You can be sure that the food industry will be there and also forestry. I think this alliance has a big challenge. We need to find how agriculture can deal with climate change and at the same time defend our food production industry. A growing world population will need food. Now, the European Union has a plan, Farm to Fork, which is part of the EU Green Deal. They want to make the European climate neutral by 2050. But to accomplish their goal, here's what they want to do. Reduce the use of pesticides by 50%, cut fertilizer by 50%, increase organic farming by 25%. A USDA Economic Research Review concludes that the European plan would result in a 7 to 12% decline in ag production in Europe. EU food prices would rise 17%, maybe as much as 60%. Global food prices would be up 89% if other countries adopted the EU plan. By 1930, that's only 10 years, the world would have as many as 185 million people living with food insecurity. They'll be hungry. The EU says they can do this Green Deal without seeing reduced production. Well, that's hard for me to believe. Perhaps the food supply would not fall as much as USDA projects. Countries around the world will take some steps to sequester carbon in the soil and protect the water. But if they go to the European extreme, reducing the supply of food, I would expect a big jump in the price of the corn and soybeans, and I can't wait. Okay, till next week, I am John Block from Washington.